In giving the instruction this morning, I would like to evoke two qualities, maybe two attitudes with which to do the practice. The first is simplicity. There was an Indian teacher named Munindraji who said, if it's not simple, it's not vipassana. Simple attention. And what we're paying attention to might be complicated. But then the awareness, mindfulness, simply knows complicated. The second attitude is that of respect. And the reason I like the word respect is that partly because it means in Latin to take a second look, to look again, respectical. And there's something about this idea of taking a second look. We can know something briefly, we can be aware, come into awareness, but then to offer it a kind of a second look, or to look at it more carefully or more fully, or receive it in attention so it registers more deeply. And it is kind of something that we're offering to the situation. We offer our attention here. And respectful attention is attention which allows things to be as they are, first and foremost. Respectful attention is an attention that recognizes what's there without being for or against the experience, but sees it clearly. And in offering this idea of respect together with attention, it's a way of decoupling awareness from being entangled with what is known. The awareness becomes this respect, a second look. It's a little bit clearly a different thing than being caught up in the experience, being involved or reactive. And bringing these two things together, simplicity and respect, as qualities of the attention that we use, that we have. So as we begin this sitting, in your own way, in the way that works for you, can you evoke a sense of simplicity? Being here in a simple, ordinary way. Being simple with how the body is. Perhaps taking a moment to set your body at ease. relax, soften the body. And perhaps be simple with your heart, with what you're feeling emotionally. A simple attention. Perhaps if it's easy enough to set your heart at ease, relax and soften in the heart center. And being simple with your mind. Perhaps setting your mind at ease, softening and relaxing in the mind. Maybe as you exhale, and seeing if you can be simple with the things that are here that are pleasant or unpleasant. A simple presence, simple awareness. And you might, as a exercise, bring your attention to something here which is mildly unpleasant. Bring your awareness to it, or allow it to come into awareness. And see if you can offer it a second look. A second knowing, and in that second knowing, second awareness, can you decouple the awareness from any reaction or judgments you have towards the things that's unpleasant? Giving it a second look, having the awareness be soft, relaxed, maybe allowing, but clearly distinct. From the unpleasant sensation. And then you might now shift your attention to something that's mildly pleasant. And then see if you can offer a second look, second awareness. Look at it again in a way that is simple, where the awareness is not entangled or with a pleasant sensation. There's knowing, awareness. That in some kind of ways, emotionally or reactively distinct from what is known. And then also see if you can become aware of some pleasant sensation that's connected or comes out of your inner being or seems to be there not because of a physical pleasure. Is there some sense of well-being or something which is even mildly pleasant? Maybe it's in the quality of awareness itself. Maybe it's with a sense of presence within your body. Or maybe that inner quality of being feels somewhat unpleasant, either way is fine for the practice, but give it a second look. In offering this second clear, more clear, present awareness, see how simple the awareness could be. So it's not entangled or for or against. It's simply present. Sometimes you can be aware of pleasant and unpleasant sensations, experiences. And it's clear that your inner life stays distinct or your awareness stays free and unaffected. There's no reactivity. And sometimes it's clear there is reactivity, there is entanglement, aversion or desires in connection to it. When you notice that, be simple with it. Offer respectful attention to that as well, to the reactivity. Give it a second look. Acknowledge its presence. But see if in that second look, whether that could be calm, easeful, respectful of what's there. In this second look, the clear focusing on it, can there be some calmness and also some independence, some being distinct, an awareness which is distinct or from the reactivity that sees it clearly. To find your independence from pleasant and unpleasant, not clinging to anything in this world, by calmly, and settledly. Let there be knowing of the experience. In the knowing, there can be this satisfaction of knowing and not being reactive. Knowing and letting things be. As we come to the end of this sitting, and when you hear the bell to end it, before you move, take time to notice if there's any role that pleasant and unpleasant sensations have in how you decide to move. Moving to make yourself comfortable, alleviating some discomfort. Physically or mentally. And if you would like, you can take a moment to make some space for the sensations, to know them respectfully, so you're not on automatic pilot. And then instead of kind of automatically or reactively changing your posture, doing what you do, see if perhaps the changing of your posture can be done from another place that's not reactive. Maybe a place of caring or of wisdom or deeper response. So that somehow your mindfulness, your awareness, your inner life is not pushed around by the winds of pleasure and pleasant and unpleasant. It can be quite amazing to spend time noticing the role that the simple experience of pleasant and unpleasant can have in our thoughts, our emotions, our desires, our actions. And it can be remarkable to notice the possibility of being non-reactive to pleasant and unpleasant, to have a knowing or a presence or an inner life that maybe is calm or equanimous or in some ways is distinct from or independent from things that are pleasant and unpleasant. from time to time that might stand out and highlight. From time to time you might be aware of something, some pleasure, something, some sense of well-being that's not of the flesh, not of the normal physical senses that we have. And in some ways, you're the custodian of that inner well-being, however mild it might be. So when it's there, maybe there's some way of making it a little bit more apparent, a little bit more known. So it becomes a reference point for you. So it can help to highlight and clarify what is going on when you react, respond. To the things which are pleasant and unpleasant. There can be a different reference point for how to live a life that's independent from whether things around us are to our liking or not, whether they are pleasant or unpleasant. And part of the art of this discovery of an alternative is in the knowing. Something about the act of being aware that has as part of it a quality of non-reactivity. Of knowing, but being free of what is known.